This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, we'd love to be able to lock a guy like that up because he can be a big part of what we're trying to do going forward. And that's what we've got to be able to do is get past that because it becomes a stopgap. And I think guys that have the kind of ability that those players have, you want to keep them and have them be part of what you're trying to do. You know, I hate developing guys and then watching them leave and go to somebody else's team. That's hard. That's very hard because now you got to replace them and you got to be able to replace them with great players. Well, those things don't come. Those guys, it takes a while to develop good players.
The voice of Ron Rivera, head coach, GM, team president, football ops, runs the show in Ashburn with the Commanders. On this show, training camp last year, at that time we were actually talking, I think specifically, about Brandon Scherff, but it was about his future and locking up the Scherff, McLaurin, Payne types. Very, very fitting audio today. We're going to talk about McLaurin with one of the sharpest wide receiver analysts in the country in just a second. But as promised right now, we got to give away this four-pack of tickets. So, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Right now, you're winning four tickets to the Nats game against the Marlins Friday, July 1st, 6:05. Celebrate 4th of July weekend at Nationals Park, 1st through the 4th, including Freedom Fireworks presented by Budweiser. Nats Park throughout the weekend. Great opportunity to bring in the 4th of July. A weekend of fireworks, kids giveaways, and much more. Go buy your tickets right now at nationals.com. If you are in the fantasy game or you bet on football or want any kind of insight ever on wide receivers, our guest on the BetQL guest hotline is a great source, and that's Matt Harmon, Reception Perception. He does just a really good job breaking down the wide receiver position. Works at Yahoo Sports, Yahoo Fantasy, among other spots. Matt, we appreciate a few minutes. How are you?
Hey, happy to talk today. It's a good day for Terry McLaurin, of course. It's a good day to talk about one of, I think, still one of the most underrated receivers in the NFL. I appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to it.
You always make us smarter, and you have fantastic hair, Matt. I think about...
For now.
We do this all the time, right? Where it's always so hard to compare different schemes, different systems, different styles, you know, different offenses, and how good would some guy be in a different place. There have been a couple guys here over the last several years. Allen Robinson's the other one that comes to mind, who's just been stranded on this terrible quarterback island. I just shudder to think what Terry McLaurin might do in some prolific system where he was as open as he is all the time and had a good, competent quarterback thrown to him. What could he do if he was with one of the best?
Absolutely. That's really the goal of what I do with Reception Perception. For those of you listeners who are not familiar with it, I go in over an 8-game sample for NFL players and college prospects too and chart every single route that they run. You know, we know that wide receivers are so dependent, like you said, on those other variables to accrue just traditional stats, yards, catches, touchdowns, whatever. So really what Reception Perception is trying to do is to isolate wide receiver performance from those outside variables and really just evaluate the one thing that they can control, which is how often do they get open. And, you know, Terry McLaurin is one of the best. I tweeted out earlier. It's on his profile from the site this year. 94th percentile success rate versus man and press coverage. And I think the funny thing about Terry McLaurin, too, is he's a great route runner, right? You know, you see the route success rate chart on receptionperception.com. He gets open at every level of field. But he's also a great contested catch receiver. And if anybody ever struggles with the idea that, this guy sees a lot of contested catches, it must mean he's not getting open. Well, you know, Terry McLaurin, you know, thanks to Taylor Heineke, the pride of ODU, of course, You saw him in a lot of contested catch situations, and he still wins those too. Like, I think he is a true, complete number one receiver. You brought up Allen Robinson. He's another guy that has been stranded on that sort of bad quarterback island. But I feel very similar to with Terry McLaurin, how I did with Stephon Diggs in 2017 to 2019. You know, a guy that I think we all agreed was really, really good. And I mean, even Diggs was playing with Kirk Cousins, who's a much better quarterback than some of these guys that Washington has run out lately since Kirk Cousins left, ironically. But, you know, we all agreed Stephon Diggs was a really good receiver. I think we all agree that Terry McLaurin's a really good receiver. But even in those 2017-2019 runs with the Vikings there, I kept thinking Stephon Diggs is getting open at a level that is, you know, a superstar receiver. If he was to ever land in the right situation, we could see him put up top five type numbers, you know, elite level numbers. And that's what we've seen out of Stephon Diggs since he landed in Buffalo a couple of years ago. I feel the same way with Terry McLaurin. If he ever put up the type, like if he was ever in that type of situation, I think he would put up those kind of numbers.
So let's dive more into some of the numbers. Matt Harmon is our guest, reception perception. You mentioned 94th percentile success rate, man in press. He had one of his career years against zone coverage as well, if you want to get into that. But then the charts that you do, success rate by route and then route percentage, like just give us a deep dive on McLaurin based on some of the crunching that you've done.
Yeah, I think that success rate versus zone, as you mentioned, is really important because McLaurin's always been a guy who's really good against man and press coverage. But success rate versus zone is something that I've been looking at more. You know, I've been doing reception perception since 2014, so I've been collecting this data for a long, long time, a relatively long time. And you see throughout the course of the 2014 season until now, more defenses have played more zone coverages, not just because of the kind of proliferation of the Vic Fangio and then Brandon Staley offshoot defensive coordinators around the NFL. They play more of that too high seed. They play more zone coverage. But the way the game has spread out now, you know, so many teams line up in 11 personnel, it's tough to ask a bunch of guys to play man coverage on every single player. So the zone coverage metric has become more and more important over the last couple of years. So I think that's starting to push McLaurin even higher up among the kind of pantheon of great wide receivers, is his ability to find those soft spots in zone, be that reliable player, in addition to being kind of a big play threat down the field. And yeah, that's really what you see in his route percentage chart. You know, running more vertical routes, post routes, dig routes, out routes, comeback routes, corner routes. Those are some of his most commonly run routes in terms of relationship to the NFL average. Those are the big play routes. You know, you're gonna get chunk plays on those intermediate routes. You're going to get chunk plays on those vertical routes. So, yeah, that's one thing that makes him very fascinating with Carson Wentz, because, you know, Carson Wentz, he's an interesting quarterback, right? I think the one thing he's certainly going to be different from Taylor Heineke, some of these guys that Washington has rolled out lately, is he does at least have the arm strength to push the ball downfield. He will give guys chances down the field. You saw that with Michael Pittman, another player that reception perception is very high on as a full field separator. But you also saw Carson Wentz really trust Michael Pittman in those 50-50 ball situations down the field. I think you'll see him trust Terry McLaurin in those situations. I think McLaurin's an even better player.
Matt Harmon, Yahoo Sports, with us here on G&D. So, Matt, forget about Carson Wentz for a second. Let's assume, like, you know, video game style, quarterback with ultimate competence, and all the offense could be unlocked. What could Terry McLaurin start doing more of successfully? In other words, you probably couldn't run a corner, a post, or a nine route very often with the quarterbacks they've had here of late. Is he that good of a deep threat now? Like, what would you be able to call more of that we might see added to his game over the next couple of seasons, assuming good quarterback play?
Like you said, I think that you'll see more chances down the field for sure. I think if we're assuming good quarterback play, that'd be great. But honestly, it's really less of what I want to see from McLaurin and more of what I want to see from the surrounding talent, you know, and they're not just quarterback too, because, you know, we talk about the roster that Washington had at certain points last year. Like, we forget just how banged up they were. I mean, we talked about quarterback, of course, like that went to hell right away. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick was hurt in week one. They immediately have to go to their backup quarterback. Then by like week eight, week nine, you know, Curtis Samuel is in and out of the lineup because of injuries. You know, Logan Thomas gets hurt. Antonio Gibson's kind of on and off the field. Like, at certain times for Washington, it was Terry McLaurin, the preseason boys, and defenses did adjust to that too. You know, I have a metric on receptionperception.com that shows the amount of routes that they were double covered on. Terry McLaurin has the fifth highest double covered route rate in reception perception history. Like I said, this is going back to 2014, not just last year. This is going back to 2014. He has the fifth highest double covered rate in that span, defenses knew there was one guy to account for. That's just going to make your life that much harder. You're going to see more high-leverage catches, high-leverage targets, stuff like that. The degree of difficulty should go down for Terry McLaurin, and I think that's more important than, you know, what can you dial up from him from a play perspective. I certainly agree they'll be able to do more downfield stuff with a quarterback like Carson Wentz, but if they have guys like Jahan Dotson, who I like a lot as a player, you know, that was kind of a controversial draft pick. I think he's going to be a really, really good, solid contributor. I compare him to kind of a Doug Baldwin type out of the slot. I'm also always been a big fan of Curtis Samuel. If he's healthy, now we're talking about a legitimate wide receiver core that defenses can't then just focus in on this one guy on every single play. They have a lot more to account for. That's going to make Terry McLaurin's life that much easier. That then the production, the big plays should come as a result of that.
Matt Harmon, you can check out his work at Yahoo with us on Grant and Danny. What would be a reasonable blank to fill in here? Terry McLaurin is a top blank wide receiver in the NFL. Because what you're trying to do is kind of rip away like the quarterback element and some of this other stuff on equal footing, neutral site, so to speak. Like, what is a realistic take?
Yeah, like you said, that's kind of always my goal with reception perception is trying to take out the outside variables. You know, like in what scenario could Terry McLaurin be a super big producer? I think there's a lot of them. You know, it is tough. Like the wide receiver position is absolutely stocked right now. You know, not just at the top, but also at the bottom. You know, our big drop at receptionperception.com with all of these other players is coming on Friday, July 1st. That's when the database will be fully populated. I can guarantee you we're going to have like 60-plus guys, there's going to be – I'm going to feel like I left off at least like 10 that I'll have to get to later in the summer. So even trying to say like a top 10 list, you're always going to feel like you left somebody off. Top 12 list, you feel like you're going to have left somebody off. Like if you don't, I don't think you did it right. But I really think that Terry McLaurin is a top 10 wide receiver talent. I'm confident that if he was in a situation, you know, like – A.J. Brown has been in the last couple of years even, you know, not like the best of the best, but with a competent quarterback like Ryan Tannehill and a solid, solid offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, there for a couple of years. I really think that he would be regarded as a top 10 receiver, no question about it.
Matt, just give me quickly your eval of Scott Turner and how you think now with the toys that we were talking about here in the weaponry, how they'll be deployed and how confident are you in him?
I'm confident. I think that we haven't fully gotten the best out of Scott Turner yet just because of the personnel changes. But I've always liked the way he calls plays. I like the way they use a little bit of pre-snap motion there. And they have some versatile guys. Like, as much as I like Curtis Samuel in sort of a hybrid role, like what he did with the 2020 Carolina Panthers, I think he would be even better as like a pre-snap motion speed flanker guy. And there's been some of that throughout Scott Turner's time. So I think with a full set of players around this offense right now, I think we could see the best out of this offensive coordinator. I like the way that they're up-tempo. Like we think of Ron Rivera as like an old-school, you know, grind-it-out football coach, and he certainly is. But, you know, Scott Turner's been pretty progressive in terms of his run-pass ratios, and I think that would be really exciting with the full stock group there.
Yahoo Fantasy, Matt Harmon created Reception Perception, the methodology of wide receiver eval, and a local guy, I believe, as well. Always love having him on the show. Matt, thank you, man.
Yeah,
good catching up with you.
Shout out all my folks back there in Montclair, Dumfries, at Woodbridge, all my folks back in Northern Virginia. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, you might
the new home of the stadium.
Yeah, Dumfries. Let's go.
I know, right? I grew up right there. Like, I can't imagine an NFL stadium. That's I don't know about that.
I'm going to have to send Matt Ryan's trip to Dumfries on audio so that he can hear it. We sent our assistant producer down there to get to know a little bit about Dumfries because we didn't know anything.
Oh, man. Well, I can't wait to hear that. Yeah, next time you need a little character reference, just let me know.
Turns out the Waffle House is closed, man. Bad news.
Yeah. It was actually.
You got to be kidding me.
It wasn't the Waffle House.
What was it? Was it Red Lobster?
It was. What was the one, Ryan, that closed down? I think it was the Applebee's.
Yes. Applebee's.
It was the Applebee's.
Yeah, the Applebee's.
The lady told us that you got to go to the Woodbridge Applebee's if you want a really romantic dinner.
Oh, well, what a shame. You got to get that like 2 for $20 or whatever it is now. Yeah, what a shame.
Matt, thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
good
Matt.
Chatting with you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks a ton.
Yeah, buddy.
And you see why we wanted to talk to him. He's super sharp when it comes to wide receiver breakdowns. Speaking of talking to folks about Terry McLaurin today, got a couple Commanders on the air shortly after the news. So Charles Leno, you'll hear from him in a few minutes on our way out. Want to let you hear what the left tackle had to say about the new contract. But how about getting blindsided on the golf course out of the blue by John Allen.
A little area, you know, a little Northern Virginia area code, phone rings. All of a sudden, I believe it was John and Ashburn was on the line. That was a pretty cool little ambush there, talking to the big defensive tackle.
But I believe we've got a caller on the line who wants to celebrate the Terry McLaurin contract and staying in D.C. I believe this is John and Ashburn. What's up, John and Ashburn?
Yeah, we're going.
Sounds a little bit like John Allen in Ashburn.
Oh, hi, Mr. Allen, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're very good.
What a day, man. We are fired up. You got the deal done last year as the best player on the defense. Terry gets the deal done this year as the best player on the offense. It's a good day to be a Commander, huh?
Man, I'm fired up, man. I think when a guy like Terry gets paid, it really just gives you a restored faith in the team that you reward guys to do it the right way. And Terry, I don't think there's a better example of it. So, for a guy like Terry to get paid, it means a lot to a lot of guys in that locker room. So I'm fired up. I know he's fired up. And we're just, as a team and an organization, we're just all fired up right now.
How much lobbying were you doing, Mr. Allen? Is that your second career?
Lobbying?
Yeah, doing a little lobbying, trying to convince certain people to sign certain contracts to remain as your teammate?
To be honest, I don't do any lobbying.
I love it.
I feel like when you have a guy like Terry, there's no lobbying needed. Everything he's done on and off the field speaks for itself. And as you see, and there's a reason why he's getting paid as much as he is.
John Allen, a year ago, was in the spot that Terry McLaurin was. He's a local guy, went to Stonebridge High School. We kind of knew he was staying put, and now so is Terry McLaurin. I mean, when you heard this today, you mentioned how important this is. My take all along, John, was paying a guy like you, paying Terry becomes pertinent, not just because you have to keep those people in your building, but it's the sign that if you do things the right way on the field, off the field, we will reward you. What's it mean that they got creative and did what they had to do? He's getting the most, I think, at signing that a receiver's ever gotten to make sure that this happened here today.
I think it means a lot. I really think it shows him the value he brought to the team. Again, not only on the field, but off the field. And I know a lot of people might not understand that, but when you have a guy as good as he is and as humble as he is and as great of a team leader as he is, you don't let guys like that get off the building. And I'm really glad that he's going to be with us for the foreseeable future.
You touched on it, John. What does he mean to your offense? I mean, just in terms of making you guys go and the impact you can have on opposing defenses.
I mean, he means a lot. We all know that when Terry's out on the field, we're liable to score at any moment from any part of the field. And when you have a weapon like that, that's special. So I'm excited about this upcoming season. Man, I'm just really glad we got the deal done. Now we can put all this talk behind us. He can come back and be with the guys and build that chemistry and get back to help us win some football games.
That's the key, right? Because last time he wasn't at minicamp, we're all asking what's going to happen, how's this going to work, and now it's behind you. Speak to this coming season for a moment. A lot of listeners who are getting ready for the year, all kinds of nonsense going on in the offseason, but eventually that's all going to subside. You guys are going to be playing in the heat in Ashburn, getting ready for the start of the year at training camp. But what does today do to make you feel better about what lies ahead?
When you have a guy like Terry on your team, it gives you a better chance to win, and at the end of the day, that's what we're all here for. So we're excited. I'm excited, man. I'm really just happy for him, not as a football player, just as a person. I know the kind of guy he is and the good things he'll be able to do to change his life and his family's life. And when you see him work as hard as he does, and get rewarded for it, it always makes you feel good.
Yeah, we're all excited, man. It just as fans, and I know you guys got to be pumped too, knowing that he'll be in the building with you here for the next few years. John, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in with us.
Sorry, is that one more time?
I was just saying, thanks for checking in with us, man. I know it's a cool day.
Sorry, I'm on the golf course and I can barely hear you.
Enjoy it, buddy.
Hey, go swing a couple of your best shots now that you got a little bit of wind behind your sails with Terry re-signing. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
See you, man.
John Allen from the golf course. Wanting to just check in after the Terry McLaurin contract. Love that.
That ain't bad.
It was great to hear from John Allen, who got paid 1 year before Terry McLaurin, the two pillars of this franchise. But on the offensive side of the ball, left tackle Charles Leno was pumped up by the news today as well. And we caught up with him on the BetQL guest hotline not long after Terry McLaurin reportedly secured that bag, as the kids say. Another guy they've taken care of, who they brought in here as a free agent last year and have since long-term locked up, is Charles Leno, and he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Charles, we are reacting to the news that McLaurin is in the fold. Last time, we were seeing you guys at the podium. Everyone's asking you because he's not at minicamp. Don't have to worry about that anymore. He is going to be in the mix on a long-term deal.
Hell yeah. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great. How's the offseason going?
It's going good. You know, just hanging out, having babies, you know, doing all the fun things I'm supposed to do.
Just offseason stuff, right? Just making a couple kids here and there.
Right.
Is there a new Leno baby?
Yes, sir. New Leno baby. Her name is Jordan. She just got here last week yesterday. So,
well, first of all, congrats.
Congrats,
that's amazing,
man.
Second of all, I don't know if the math adds up. I feel like every time we talk to you, you just had a baby. Sorry, what, is this like 8 now? Where are you at?
Almost 12.
Okay, 12. It's and Nick Cannon, basically. But at least you guys are all one family, which is different
than
the
Fitzpatrick's,
way.
Right?
Yeah, you and Fitz, I think.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has close to 12.
That's funny. But congrats. That's awesome. What do you think, though? Terry getting the deal done. You guys don't have to worry about it going into camp now.
Hell yeah, man. You know, Terry, from the first time I saw Terry, I was on Chicago. And, it was 2019, and when I was on Chicago, we won the game. But you just knew, like, I was like, who the hell is this guy torching our defense? Like, we had a good defense at the time. And I'm like, this dude is torching our defense. And then looked him up, like, oh, Terry McLaurin, young player, look at his rookie year. I was like, he's going to be pretty damn good. And then coming here and just seeing him over the years, being his teammate, I can't be happier for someone. Somebody who was the first and foremost, I mean, we talk about football, and that's very important, but just the person he is just an incredible human being, incredible person. I think that's first and foremost. That's what you want in the building. That's what you love in the building. And it's a good person to be around, good person to have as a teammate. And then talking about football, exceptional player, the way he can track the ball, the speed, and just the way he's a leader. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that's always in the building. Never one of those guys that you got to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one thing that you got to love and respect about him. So I'm just really happy. I'm thankful that he's here. We can get back to work. It was sad seeing him, you know, not seeing him throughout this offseason, but, you know, things happen. I understand he has to take care of his business. So happy to have him back and ready to get to work with him.
Commanders tackle Charles Leno, kind enough to join us a few minutes here on the newly re-signed Terry McLaurin extension agreed to here moments ago. Have you seen him grow kind of into that role, right? I mean, he's always been a good dude, like everybody knows that, but just now it's no longer you're the kid. It's a leadership role, and everyone's kind of looking to him on this offense. How have you seen him kind of step into that?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it just as to be itself. I mean, when it comes to being a leader, really it comes down to just being yourself. You know, and the tough person he is to show up, work hard every day, say things that he needs to say when he has to. And that'll take care of everything, honestly. And just, you know, he's a veteran person in that wide receiver room, you know, get the young wide receivers we got. You know, we got John, we got Tiami, you know, just a really young group. And I think the thing about him is he can keep those guys together, and I know Carson will do the same.
One of the things, Charles, that I've been saying all offseason, and the reason I thought eventually this would get done is you just can't let guys like this leave when they're that good on the field and that good off the field. But I'm curious from your perspective as a player, you've been in multiple locker rooms and a lot of iterations of teams. Like, the message that gets sent when a guy like McLaurin gets rewarded and how healthy that is organizationally, culturally, to see, like if you're a young player, you're Deami Brown or you're Jahan Dotson or something, that like your work is worth something to this team.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what guys look at in the locker room. They look at the type of person they are and also clearly the product that they put on the field. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this is the National Football League. We know how things go. It's hard to reward knuckleheads in this league, but they have to because talent definitely outweighs the knuckleheads sometimes. But when you got a person who has the talent, has the work ethic, and also has the stand-up character that you have, you want to reward those guys. You want those guys to be around your team. You want fans to look forward to, you know, meeting them and, you know, seeing them and supporting them, because that's what it's all about.
Big thing will be chemistry with you guys' new quarterback, Carson Wentz. And, you know, listen, third team in 3 years. The rumors are always out there. What have you seen from your new QB?
From Carson, everything so far so good, man. I haven't seen anything. I mean, all that type of stuff is, you know, media and – I don't listen to the media, so not saying I don't listen to you guys.
Except us.
You
except
to us. Very out. Important distinction.
Like us.
You love our show, 2 to 6:30 every day, but other media, they are, yeah, I agree.
The pits.
Yeah, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, everybody, people get bad raps and they go places and, you know, things like that. whatever is said out there, whatever is put out there, you know, it's hard to get that back. So the only way you can get that back is by work. You can only work to get that back. So the work he's been putting in, the type of teammate he is, I have no problem with him. I see no problem with him. Definitely a cool dude. Definitely somebody that I like to, you know, hang out with outside of the building still, and just continue to build that relationship. But on the football field, I mean, guy's got a cannon, guy's big, guy's strong. It's nothing that you – I just don't see it. I mean, whatever the media says, I don't see it, but whatever. That's their loss, so it's all good.
Left tackle, Charles Leno here on Grant and Danny. He's got a couple new guards on his O-line and some pieces in this offense like Jahan Dotson that have been added. Could be a different type of production for that group. But we'll let you go get back to the family. Congrats again on the baby.
Yeah, congrats, buddy.
That's awesome. And enjoy what's left of this offseason, man.
Hey, no problem. I thank you guys. You guys take it easy.
Charles Leno has heard earlier today on Grant and Danny. If you missed any part of this show, go to thefandc.com, grantanddanny.com/audio. And enjoy the podcast from today's broadcast. For Darris and Ryan, G&D saying so long. We are back at it tomorrow after Nationals baseball right here on The Fan. Speaking of the Nats, pregame with Charlie and Dave begins in moments.
Thank you for coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.